towards the bottom of the page. We actually read a little bit of test last night, but I have to go back. We had a machlokas yesterday, which is important to note. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yediyah Safek is considered to be a sufficient Yediyah for the first Yediyah prior to the Helim, right? In other words, if you knew of a questionable incidence of Tumah and then forgot about that, and then to base a Mikdash or a Kodesh and afterwards came out and remembered you were definitely Tameh, that's enough to make you Chayav a carbon olah b'yoreid. Reish Lakish holds that's not necessarily the case. The Yediyah Safek might not necessarily be enough. He actually learns it's possible, it is possible, it's not. It's a machlokas, okay? It says, it may be a machlokas. Now, so says the Gemara. The Gemara then brought a case about questioning Yediyah Safek by Chatos. It was 185 Zaysim of Chelev, and in between each Zayis did not have a definite awareness that it was Chelev or Yediyah Safek. But the Yediyah Safek divides each Zayis of Chelev into a Tomchi of carbon, therefore you had to bring five Chatos or only one Chatos. And there Rabbi Yochanan holds Yediyah Safek in the interim does not divide up the Chatos, and you, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you only bring one Chatos and all five. According to Reish Lakish, you bring five separate Chatos. Asham Toli, since the entire concept of Asham Toli is predicated on Yediyah Safek, so as far as Asham Toli is concerned, you would bring it five Ashamas Tluim. The question is whether in terms of a Chatos, not in terms of the Asham Toli, which is a critical issue, which is going to come up again this evening. So
they both hold.
Right. There are definitely five Oshem Tolis. The question is how many Chatos are. So let's take it from the fifth line from the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan, Yediyah Safek Kovas L'Chatos. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yediyah Safek does not set apart the five Gezesim in the five separate Chatos. And now he went yesterday to the top of, we skipped from here to the top of Tesim Alf, we'll go back there now again, the second line. First of all, Reish Lakish contradicts himself. Taman Amar Deri said by the Chachat of the five Kazesim, Yediyah Safek, the questionable awareness in between each Kazayas of Chelev, Kovas Chatos, sets aside, separates each one to be a separate Chatos. Ka Amar Deri says that except for Rabbi Shmuel, Yediyah Safek, the initial awareness prior to entering the Beis HaMikdash or eating the Kodesh cannot be Yediyah Safek. It doesn't suffice Yediyah Safek, so it's a contradiction. Yediyah Safek considered to be a valid form of awareness or not. So this morning, no, it's not a contradiction. Taman Hashama Kavo. There, in the concept of Chelev, since there is a concept of Ashim Tolui, it's the fact that there is a concept of Ashim Tolui which relates to the Yediyah Safek, which makes the Yediyah Safek a valid form of Yediyah. But by a carbon olah b'yoreid, since there's no parallel of Ashim Toli by a carbon olah b'yoreid, so therefore Yediyah Safek is not a valid form of Yediyah vis-a-vis a carbon olah b'yoreid, the carbon brought for Tumas Mikdash, the Kodoshav. Okay? So going back to the bottom, fourth line from the bottom, it should be Dema Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Bun, because Rabbi Yosef Bun in fact said, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel, name Rabbi Shmuel, Moida Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shmuel, I don't know, yeah, I never heard of him before, actually, I'm sure we did, but it's not the regular Shmuel, it's Rabbi Shmuel. Moida Reish Lakish, B'koin Moshiach, Reish Lakish conceived by a coin Godo, Shein Diyasveko Kovas Chatos, if a coin Godo entered the base of Mikdash Tomei, you already caught him when it was Tomei. So, he does not bring a carbon. If a Yediyah Safek for him does not constitute a valid initial Yediyah. Why? Why is it different than any other human being? Where Reish Lakish holds a Yediyah Safek might well constitute a valid Yediyah. Shneamar says, Kachatas. I'm making a mistake. Not by carbon earlier. But Koy Moshiach Yediyah Safek by the five Gezeis wouldn't divide up. Second. Is he not bringing Ashim Toli Koy Moshiach? He doesn't No, but he still means Rosh Hatovli. Try and barrel through it. I don't know if we're going to... Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Mishan, Rabbi Shmuel, Mordor, Rabbi Shlokish, B'Koy Mashiach, we know B'Koy Mashiach, we had this previously. A Kohen Gadol does not bring a... does not bring a...
Maybe just because he brings the
power but then we're switching back and forth between Ashim Toli and Tuma. Yeah, that's correct, but you're right. Take a look and even notice the Pnei Moshe on the top of Amud Bet, top of Tesam Rav says, "Hey Sheino, maybe Oshem Toli. Avo Mashiach Sheino, maybe Oshem Toli. Al Hasof Al Safik Cheto. Itaka doesn't bring an Oshem Toli on a question of sin. Kitnam Perik Ber based Oreos. Oshem Toli Ayochid Vanosi Chayavin and Mashiach Ubeis Pturim Kidi Yoli Posam Yikroi. It's Taka true." Whatever the reason is, by a regular sin, you know, if a Kohen Mashiach has a suffix, if he ain't chaylev or not, he doesn't bring an Ashram Toli, for whatever reason. So that's what he means. So actually, it's a stunning thing. I didn't even realize the extent that this Kiddush is preparing, but it's talking mind-boggling Kiddush. We have a difference between a Kohen Gadol and a regular Yisrael, and that a Kohen Gadol doesn't bring anybody else, not just Yisrael, Levi, a Kohen, anybody. A Kohen Gadol never brings a Goshem Toli in case of Sofik. He only brings Chatos if he definitely sinned, and it's a unique brand of Chatos, his own brand of Chatos. He brings Dafka, I forget what he brings, I think he brings a male goat instead of a female goat. And also, no, I think he only brings a bull, a par, right, a bar. And therefore he doesn't have an Goshem Toli, so therefore by him, the Sofik will not divide up. So even if Shlokish holds that questionable awareness between each of the five Gazesim Chelev, divides them up into five separate chatos, that's only by any other individual Klai Yisrael where he would have the capacity of being an Ashram Toli based on this idea of Sofek. So therefore, the idea of Sofek also divides up for chatos. But according to Reish Lakish, holds the idea of Sofek by Kohen Gadol, where there is the idea of Sofek does not train an Ashram Toli, so in fact, he would bring on the five Gezesim, would actually bring one chatos altogether at the end. Okay, which is just like Rabbi Yochanan holds. Except Rabbi Yochanan, but that's only Rabbi Yochanan holds that by every Jew. He holds the idea of Sofik is never a separate, doesn't set a questionable awareness between each of the five possessions, does not separate them out ever. According to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Reish Lakish, it always separates out, except for by Kohen Gadol, doesn't bring Hashem Toli. Okay? So that's what he says. The murder shlokish b'koyim Mashiach, three lines to the bottom. Sheidias feiko kovas l'chatos. His questionable awareness is not set him aside. Set each of the five gazesim off separately. Chatos nemar says kachatos kasham like the chatos so to zosham. And she may be oshem toli idias feiko kovas l'chatos. So it brings oshem toli. His questionable awareness separates each of the gazesim, his awareness of the question. Separates each of the gazesim off in terms of bringing a chatos. The she'enu may be Ashram Toli tapetes amrav. He does not bring Ashram Toli, meaning specifically in our context, Kohen Gadol. Any dias beka mechalekas chatos. His question, his awareness in the questionable case does not generate separate liabilities for chatos. Okay. So I, in fact, wrote the wrong note here altogether inside my thing.
Well, the control is for when you have a question.
Right, that's correct. Okay. Okay, now, skipping what we read last night and read on the base and read this before on base, let's skip to the fourth line, fifth line here. Mechavashidas Rabbi Yochanan. It's a contradiction of Rabbi Yochanan. Taman Omer, there he says, now this is talking about by the guy who ate five kazesim of chalef, one after the other. And it should be, instead of niskaper mitzaschei niskaper kulo, ignore that, it should be any dia sofi kovas chatos, that the questionable awareness between each kazayis does not require him to bring separate chatos. The kol marachein, yet here he says dia sofi, or sofi kidia, whatever you call it, either way works, is considered to be enough for the initial idea, the initial awareness, prior to eating kodesh or ending the base of mikdash tami. So there's more of the obvious answer. Lom Rabbi Yochanan will be dia choino. Rabbi Yochanan, it says the idea of is insufficient for the sub, for the final awareness after the crime, so to speak. Shem b'chiyuv korban. He says if it's a suffix, it doesn't generate a chiyuv spring of korban. By tumas mikdash gosh, a special clearance of custom, a special chiddush. They have to be aware of the tumah prior to becoming tamei. That special, unique awareness can be a diminished form of awareness. Only if the idea of suffices for that. But Rabbi Yochanan holds consistently that the awareness subsequently, which is what will determine if you bring separate chatos, and what sets off would set off each kezias of chelav from the other one, would must be a definite and complete awareness without any question. Okay. Now shifting gears, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol suffik rishus harabim." I don't know why this comes in here. Maybe I do, but I can't remember. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol suffik rishus harabim." Any question which occurs in Rishus HaRabim, very famous principle we had in Sotah, right? Kosa v'chub Rishus HaRabim, Speko Torah, we assume it's Torah. However, here comes the Chiddush. Ve'matirin l'lasos. We preferentially, despite if a person had a Sotik, whether it became Tomei in a public domain or not, we do not permit him preferentially to be involved in the Truma and other stuff which must remain Torah. Okay, b'di'evet, if he went and did involve himself, we say we never involve himself with his Torah. But l'chatchila, we don't allow him. So says the Gemara, but then didn't we learn, how can you say this? Didn't we learn, kol safek ha-Torah l'truma, anytime you have a question which is considered to be branded Torah l'truma, right, that it's not going to make the truma Torah l'chatos. So then, that such a person under such a situation can be involved in generating a paraduma. The chaatoli l'truma, anything which is questionable by truma, nishbach l'chatos, then by paraduma waters, you have to throw out the waters. So the question is, there should be some there should be some middle ground. Just like over here, we find l'chatchilam b'di'evet by somebody who was tummy to b'rshus rabbi, a question of truma in a public domain, so there should be some middle ground, some area between go ahead and throw out the water, somewhere where l'chatchila you shouldn't do the paraduma waters, but if you did it, it's okay. How come we don't have a middle ground over there like we have over here? So it says more ain't totally b'chadus. I'll tell you why, because there's no middle ground by the paraduma waters. Chazal didn't make such a takana. By other kachim, the kachim and taros, they made such a middle ground. But by Chatas, they said, Ela o tame mamish, o tohar mamish. Either completely tame or completely tohar. They never came to this middle ground of best not to do it. If you did it, it's okay. They didn't make such a takana. Okay? That's the other thing they made by Truma and Kachim, obviously, because they're more prevalent than Paraduma. Rabbi Zera said, Masnisa gives a different answer. He says, Masnisa. The Bryce is Bedover She'enu Ba Machmas Hochach. The brisa by the chatos, or by the paradum waters, which doesn't bring down this case of preferentially not to do, but brings that case of go right ahead and do it. That's about where it's not, there's no compelling reason to say that tum was involved. It was a straightforward suffix to him, shus arriving. Straightforward. So there, we talk, there's no reason to be machmir. Madamara Biel, Nevacher Biel said, be machmir, it says hazevach, but it should be olchach. Madamar Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Yochanan said is that you should be machmir, is b'dovish above machmas hochach. It's only where there's a clear evidence to be machmir. And the classic case they bring down is like this. They bring, you know, the classic case, they have two paths, Rishus HaRabim. Each one has, we don't know where the tumah is. One of them, there's tumah. One of them has a corpse buried underneath. Right? And you have a person who walks in one of two paths. He doesn't know which one it was, whether the mace is there or not. And he comes now, wants to do taro. So we say he has a cheskas taro. He's allowed to go ahead. So in that case, we're also allowed to make paraduma waters, because we put him on his cheskas taro. It's not uchach. But what if you have two people who came simultaneously? One walked in one path and the other walked in the other path. So for sure, one of them is tome. But you could theoretically say each one has his own cheskas taro. But that's a paradox. Yet at the same time, it's halachically true. So therefore, and that's the case which Rabbi Yochanan said, better they shouldn't be involved in taros until they go to the mikveh. Why? Because even though theoretically we can give each one its chazaka, but since it's a halachic paradox, we want to avoid that situation. Okay? That was not the situation that about Paraduma. We face the same situation with Paraduma. We'd say the same thing. Say, better not to be involved with Paraduma and wait till somebody becomes definitely Torah. Okay? Says the Gemara, Hakom Bodim, everybody agrees. Getting back to Rabbi Yochanan, Shim Olar Vasav, a guy that's subject to Mishus HaRabim, even though preferentially shouldn't be involved with Taros, that if he transgressed and was involved in Taros, then Tor, whatever he was involved with, remains Tor. Now, Mechal Peshitas, the Rabbi Yochanan, this seems to be a contradiction, Rabbi Yochanan, Tamon. Now, Tamon means over there. I don't know what this over there is. I'm not happy with the Mepharshim say here. Lamaisa, we don't know. Somewhere else he said, Omar, Avar v'asa tome. He said somewhere else that he was machmir. That even though that was what we thought he was talking about, something to Mishus HaRabim, and he said, but the evidence if you did it, the taros are tome. The Kamar Avar v'asa tome, he said, but the evidence if you did it, then the taros he did remain taros. It's a contradiction. Says much, not a contradiction. Kamishus HaYochi, Kamishus HaRabim. That which Rabbi Yochanan accepted, the evidence, if you did it, it's Tomei, it's a Safek Tum, but that's about a Safek Tum Mishus HaYochi. Now we know, Safek Tum Mishus HaYochi, the Safek, of course, is Tomei. That which Rabbi Yochanan said, for the evidence, if you did it, it's okay, that's by Safek Tum Mishus HaRabim. We know that the bottom line, Halacha, by Safek Tum Mishus HaRabim, is that it's Tar. But if you tell me, can even say Kakan Bekan Rishus HaRabim, that both statements are Yochanan talking about Rishus HaRabim. The thing is that the Gemara itself does not say how, if they're both talking about Rishus HaRabim, it might possibly work. So, the way the Gil and Ephraim explains it, the question, that which Rabbi Yochanan says, Avar V'Asa is Tamei. That if you transgressed and did it, it's Tamei. It's when you walk, again, getting to the two paths case, you walked in one path. And then walked in the second path without having got some mikveh in the middle, right? So now, you're for sure Tamei. So therefore, you have to, in that case, you have to hear the evidence Tamei. Okay? Suppose the case where you walked in one path only, or walked in one path, then went to the mikveh, and walked in the other path, right? So then, the question is whether you're Tamei or not, and in those cases, we can say, if you did it, we can learn your cheskas taro, because there's no essential paradox. Okay? Said Mechal Peshitas Rish Lovish, Mechal Peshitas Rabbi Yochanan, we seem to have a contradiction in both Rish Lovish and Rabbi Yochanan. In Safik Tumer Shus HaRiyachin, how's that? Because the spark we have in Machlok is Nazir Shenitma Betumas Kevar Tom. A Nazir became Tommy in Kevar Tom, meaning a hidden tomb, which nobody knew about, and it's a Safik Kevar Tom. We're not sure if there was a Kevar Tom there, you know, or the Nazir passed over it or not. So Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, take out the word Ein, Gilin, and Frank, a Nazir Megalech. Nazir has to take a shave. You know, Safik Tumer Satom, he's got a shave. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says it should be Eina Nozim Megalech. He doesn't actually take a shave. So it seems to be a contradiction, right? On the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan says here that in the Safek you're Machmir. And by us, Rabbi, even B'dievin, right? I'm sorry. Sorry, scratch it. The other one says here, a nazir doesn't shave, which means that... Wait a second. Oh. Okay, the question like this. I'm just looking at the Gunan and trying to refresh my memory. The question like this. This is basically a Suffolk Yediyah question. Rishlaki says, see here, Suffolk Yediyah, the Nazir shaves. Right? He's not sure if there's a Kevrat Tom or not. He's got to shave. By us, Rishlaki said, Suffolk Yediyah is not considered to be a true Yediyah. So how come over there he's Machmer based on the Suffolk Tumas Kevrat Tom? It says the guy's got to shave. And over here, he's not Machmer. It says, you don't have to be a carbon for it. And vice versa, Rabbi Yochanan as well. You don't know it's idea suffix is normally a valid idea, right? It is considered to be idea vis-a-vis carbon. So how come over there the nazir does not shave? Again, according to the Ephraim's Girsa. How come over there the nazir doesn't shave? So it's a contradiction. So the truth is, the Gemara doesn't answer this contradiction. But the Gilan Ephraim says they're really not comparable. Because there we're talking about the principle of first of all, Rish Lakish could be Machmir there, even though it's Mekel over here, because it's a Suffolk Tumor Rosh Hashanah. But the idea of Suffolk vis-a-vis carbon, Rish Lakish role is not a valid idea. But a Suffolk Tumor Rosh Hashanah by Kevra Tahom, that's considered to be a Suffolk Lachmir. We have a principle that Suffolk Tumor Rosh Hashanah is Mekel Lachmir. So that's Rish Lakish hold Anozim Akalech. Again, according to the way Gilad Ephraim changes the Girsa. The Rish Lakish hold the Nazir shaves because it's a question of Safek Tumas Atom, a Safek in Rishus HaYochi. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein Anozim Akalech, despite the fact that over here he says that, over here by us he says, Yediya Safek is considered to be Yediya. Over there he holds the Nazir doesn't shave because it's possible that there would be a better case where it's not Muchach. Right? It's not for sure that he actually passed over that Kevra Tom. In our case, it's really Muchach that he was Tameh. Right? Because although the initial idea was the idea of Safek, but ultimately after the Tumas Mikdash and Kadasha, he became aware that he was fully Tameh. So it was proven that it was a definite, although the initial idea was questionable, it was proven to be borne out and true. So therefore, one can draw distinctions between that case over there by Nazir and the case of Korban Oil of Yoyrit. But the question wasn't, again, initially, it seems to be a contradiction that over there, we have to Rabbi Yoyrit, Reish Lakish holds a Safek, again, according to the Ephraim's Girsa, a Safek is reason to be Machmir, Rabbi Yoyrit holds a Safek is reason to be Mekel, and by us, by Korban Oil of Yoyrit, Reish Lakish holds a Safek is reason to be Mekel. And Rabbi Yochanan's suffix is be machmir, and we have to reconcile the two. Now, Lamaisa, the Gemara itself does not reconcile. The Gemara goes on to new sugya. Says the Gemara, "Well, Rabbi Yochanan, actually, it's not. It continues on, but it's really not going to answer." For Rabbi Yochanan, my mishum suffix idea ki idea. Rabbi Yochanan says a suffix awareness like awareness, and therefore, again by nazir, why does Rabbi Yochanan say nazir shed? Nazir doesn't have to shave. And the Sofik Tumas Kebratom. You should have to shave, as if he knew that he definitely became Tomei. So I told you the difference is whether it's Muchach that he became Tomei or not Muchach he's Tomei. That's what the Gemara said previously. But the Gemara doesn't mention this here. The Gemara just goes, slides into another discussion. And this discussion, for this argument, I'm going to learn like the or Sameach, who explains this discussion in some detail. He says, I feel we shouldn't be sure. It's a fascinating discussion, actually. He says, look, getting back to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha properly, proper. Let's say, initially, the guy, before he entered the Beis HaMikdash, he caught him. Initially, he thought he became Tumas and Sheretz. That was the impression. It was Tumas Sheretz. Then afterwards, Shnia B'Meis, he became afterwards aware that it actually became Tumas Meis, right? not with the sheretz. Okay, his initial awareness was a mistaken awareness, not a valid awareness, a mistaken awareness. So, or Arishoina, the initial awareness was Ad Shalom Nisgayer, it says here, but that makes no sense because a goy doesn't become tummy. Rather, the way the Oras imagines is Ad Shalom Nishtape, before he became sane. And Rashniya Mishin Nishtape. Now, he wasn't insane enough. He was insane, but not too insane. It was, he could be aware that he was tummy, but halachically he would be exempt from entering the base of Mikdash Tomei. Why is that? Because he was technically insane. So I have an insane individual who's sane, whose sanity is sufficient to realize that he's tummy. So let's say he knew he was tummy and he was insane. Then he became lucid, entered the base of Mikdash, and knew afterwards that he was tummy when he entered the base of Mikdash. So here too, there's a problem with the initial idea. Before the problem, the initial idea was that it was a mistaken idea, so which Sheretz was really makes. Now the problem is that the idea took place at a time when he's potter. You know, it reminds me of the case of a katan who became an adult in the middle of Spiras HaOmer. The same question, or whether the counting he counted as a katan Eino Bar Chiyuva counts, right? That's one of the famous questions in Halacha. And lest you think that I'm making that up, look at the next case. It says the Gemara Harishon Achelo Hevi Shtei Saros. The first awareness was before he could be, he was a katan, and then, as it said, then he became an adult. He went into the Beis Hamikdash or a kachim vashniya misha hevi. And the second one is after he became an adult. So in all these cases, does bring karmen olav yored, even though there's a deficit in the first awareness. Nitma bim, so it says more, yes. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's actually one running sentence. It says, Rabbi Yochanan holds suffic ideas like idea. He also holds idiastos as idea. And he also holds a idea in a state when one is nayed chayev is also a form of idea. As we're saying, according to Rabbi Yochanan, all these are forms of ideas. Okay? Says the Gemara, Nitma b'meis. Now here, this is actually a fascinating, even more fascinating question, series of questions. Nitma b'meis. He became tamei by coming into contact with a corpse. And also, then after coming into contact with a corpse, he became tamei by coming into contact with a dead rodent. Which tumah is more severe? Obviously, the corpse, right? Which one did he know about? He only knew about the rodent. Okay? That's his initial words about the rodent, but he... the other way around, sorry. Nidim ameis v'yoda. V'sheretz... Sorry, this... We're not up to that case yet. This case, the partial case. He became with the Tommy with the Mace, and he knew. B'sheretz v'lehed, he became Tommy Sheretz, he didn't know. Ein shame tumakala eitzel tumakamura. So that's not a question. Tumakala doesn't count as being tumakamura. He was aware of the tumakamura. He doesn't have to wear the tumakala. That's sufficient awareness, and then he had this base on Mikdash in a period of forgetfulness, he's liable. But what about Nidma v'meis? He became Tomei Tumas Meis v'lo yada. He didn't know. V'sheretz v'lo yada. He became Tomei Sheretz, he didn't know. V'acharkach, and afterwards, but all this is prior to his entering the Beis HaMikdosh or eating kachim. Noida lo sheretz. First he became aware of the sheretz, that he was Tomei Tumas Sheretz. And then only afterwards... Only after he entered the Beis HaMikdash, or ate kachim, no da lo ala meis. He became aware of the tumas meis of prior as well. So what about the sulamaisa? If a guy touched the meis and became tame, and then touched the sheretz, does that tumas sheretz have any meaning, any significance? No, he's already suffused with tuma, right? So the shaila is, in this case, but he knew about the sheretz and he didn't know about the mace. Is he actually tamei tumas sheretz besides tumas mace, that should be considered to be initially idea? Or is that just a blatant error and not an initial idea? Because sheretz was not actually mitamei when he was already tamei tumas mace.
Well, it's just the idea that matters.
Right. So that's the question, is the idea, but a fictional idea, a hallucination is not a idea. The question is tumas sheretz, an individual's not becoming tumas sheretz. is that a hallucination, and therefore it's not a true idea? Or Lemaisa, he was tameh. And Lemaisa, he touched the sheret, so that's sufficient to constitute the prior idea, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? That's the issue. So, do we say that since we became aware of the sherets initially, prior to the mace, so it counts? Do we say because karma, the lama here seems to be a mistake to me. Karma tumas mace, so the tumas mace come first, titchele tumas sherets, it pushes off tumas sherets, uli idiosa. And its awareness is also not a valid thing. And the tumah kala is meaningless vis-a-vis the tumah chamura. So of course we don't know. We don't have an answer to that. Now, nuka similar case. Nidva v'meis v'yoda. He became tamei tumas meis, and he became aware of that. B'sheretz v'lo yoda. He entered. He became tamei tumas sheretz, and he was not aware of the tumas sheretz. V'nichlan slamei mikdash. He entered the base of mikdash. Having forgotten, he became tamei tumas meis chayev. That then he's chayev, right? Because he had idea rishona. He was aware of the meis. He forgot that he was tamei tumas meis and entered. He's chayev. But what if he knew tumas? He became tamei tumas meis and he knew about tamei tumas meis and he remembered tumas meis, but he forgot it. But he didn't know about the sheretz. So then, of course, he's potter. Why? Because there's no handling. Because his idea Rishayna was about the Tumas Mace, and he didn't have a handling of that Tumas Mace. He never forgot about that. He only forgot about that which he never knew about, the Tumas Sheretz. So there's no handling. That's not a question. Okay? The case going to ask about a case like this. Yor litvo betuma chamura. You went down to Toivu, to Mikra. You were Tomei Tumas Meis. You went down to the mikvah, the Toivo, front Tumas Meis. V'nizbacho lo Tumas Kala, as you were coming up out of the mikvah, you touched the dead rodent floating on the water. So, okay? Now, v'nizbacho lo oslo Tuma Kala. So the Tuma Kala now comes up on him. He becomes Tomei Tumas Sheretz. Okay? Laida Mila. For what purpose? He went down to the mikvah in this manner, and then he came tamei tumas sheretz and to the base of mikdash. He's potter. Why is he potter? Because he never knew. He had an idea of his tumas meis, but he thought he went to the mikvah for that, right? Which he did. Then he became tamei tumas sheretz, but he never was aware of this tumas sheretz. So there are two different tumas, and therefore there's no initial awareness, and therefore he's exempt. Okay, so far so good? In other words, there's no idea Rishayna.
Why do you need the scenario of going into Mikvah?
You'll find, you'll see. Not yet. Yardley told me to Makar, what about the opposite? He went down to Toyo because of Sheretz. Mishcholo to Mechamor, I was coming up, he came into contact with a dead body. So here I would like to change this, this old, here and say it's the same case. Also, Tuma Chamura, he switched to Tuma Chamura, right? Laida Mila, again for a purpose. Shim Tova v'nichlas l'mikdash. If you entered and went, came and entered the base of Mikdash, so then I would like to say the proper gears is Potter. In other words, if you shift, it's clear to me that's proper gears, even though nobody else changes the gears, but it's clear to me after the gears because you'll see from the next case. So if he shifted Tumas from the time he tivled, from what he was before he tivled, to what he's after he tivled, whether it be from Tuma Kala to Tuma Chamura, or Tuma Chamura to Tuma Kala, according to the way I'm reading the Gemara. Okay, I might be wrong, but the way I'm reading the Gemara, or not reading it, but changing the Girsah, so then there's no idea Rishoyah. There's no initial awareness. Ha! However, and that's why I changed the Girsah, because it said, here the Gemara is changing. What if he was Tomei Tumas Meis? Went down to the mikvah, and when he came up, he came Tomei Tumas Meis again. Lo. Then not. In that case, it's not a problem. We don't say he switched. And it's like a panim chadashos, that he was tamei tuma A and now he's tamei tuma B. No, it's a continuation. And therefore, that's considered to be a sufficient yediyah. Just like Rabbi Yochanan said, yediyah's toes is sufficient yediyah at the beginning, right? He thought he became tamei in sheretz, in reality he was tamei tumas mace. So too, he thought he became tor from this tuma. But he did it because the same tuma devolved upon him subsequently. That's considered to be a sufficient yediyah. So again, when he got from tuma kala to tuma chamura, from tuma chamura to tuma kala, then the first yediyah is wiped out. But he, because he had no awareness of the second tuma, right? But where it's the same tuma, he just thought he became tor and he never really did. So then, taka, that's considered to be yediyah rishonah. And the same thing by tuma kala, v'nismucha tuma kala, lo, the same thing. When he was tummy tuma kala and then became tummy another tuma kala, he was tummy sheretz, went out to mikvah, as he came up, hit another sheretz as well, the same idea. Okay? Now, yadavavu tuma chamura. Are these the same? You went out to tevel because you were tummy mace. As you're coming up, nismucha lo, schachos bros, who came out, you were under a roof. At the same time, there was a mace under that roof elsewhere. So you didn't come in direct contact with the mace. You're on the roof or an awning where there was a mace on the other side. Now, me'achar, d'amar, so it's going to the top of Yudam Rav. Me'achar, d'amar, b'yom shere, Rabbi Yonai. Since Rabbi Yonai said, name Rabbi Yonai, kulun teira ein etzel truma. They are all considered to be tamei d'oraisa vis-a-vis truma. Kimishu tuma chamura, do we say it's like going from one tuma chamura to another tuma chamura, right? And therefore it's considered to be a diya, even though he didn't know about being under the awning before the hellen, before he entered Beis HaMikdash or ate the Kodesh. But since he went from tuma chamura of mace to tuma chamura of mace, albeit of a different sort, so is it considered to be a diya rishoyna? Oh, do we say me'akashin and nozim galeh chalem? Do we say that since the law is that a nazir doesn't shave if the type of tumah which he experienced was a tumah schacha parah, being in the same oil as a mace, so then k'mishim tumah kala, it's as if it's a different tumah, and therefore it's as if it's a lighter tumah, and therefore the yediya and the actual tumah's mace does not transfer to the tumah which came as a result of being on the same awning or roof as a mace. Now the Rosemach goes nuts on this. The Rosemach says, Taloch is you're not chayev on tumas mikdash v'kadoshov. If you, the type of tumah which you underwent was tumas chocha pera. Because you're only chayev tumas mikdash v'kadoshov for the same type of tumas that a nazir shaves and breaks his nazirs on them. And here it says, a nazir doesn't break his nazirs on tumas chocha pera. So tuma being on the same morning. So if that's the case, what's the Gemara asking? He taka loses the halach of tumas mikdash kadosh because he doesn't have the type of tuma which brings tumas mikdash kadosh. So what's going on here? So there's some that comes up with something which he's very happy with, but I'm not so happy with. He says that first of all, he wants to say that may well is another kind of argument. So you are chayim tumas mikdash kadosh if you. First Chacham Parah, but then he gives a different shot. He says, it's really talking about a guy who was Tomei Tumas Mace. He went to the mikvah. He came up, unbeknownst to him, he was under an awning together with a mace. So it's Tumas Chacham Parah, which would not make him liable. But then he touched the sheretz, also unbeknownst to him. So the halacha is, if you didn't, we said that on the base. We said before it's possible, although we didn't say it with definitiveness, but we said if you were Tomei Tumas Mace and didn't know about it, and then became Tomei Tumas Sheretz and knew about the Sheretz, we said it's possible, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's sufficient awareness to make you liable. Why? Because, albeit, the Sheretz is nothing, right, vis-a-vis Mace. But since you didn't know about the mace, you knew about the sheretz, so that's considered to be sufficient yediyah. So too, here the Yerushalmi won't say that's really what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is asking not about the tumas chacha pra per se, because that's not a tumah which makes you tameh in terms of entering the Beis HaMikdash and being liable, or eating kachim being liable. rather than talking about where his stomach tumas mace, which would make him liable. And he knew about that. But then he went into the mikveh, and he came up and became tumas tumas chacha, which he doesn't know about, nor, of course, does it make him liable. But then sometime afterwards, while still tumas tumas chacha pra, he can't touch the sheretz, right? So do I say that the tumas mace, the awareness, and I realized that the case I said before was not the right case to bring in comparison to this. The case which was parallel to this is the case where he became Tomei Tumas Sheretz, but thought he was Tomei Tumas Mace. Right? And then we said back then, we said back on Rabbeis, that the awareness, betos, is considered to be sufficient awareness to be the Yerushalayim. So to hear, perhaps the awareness which he had about Mace, which is uninterruptedly connected to the Sheretz, albeit unbeknownst to him, right? Because he went from Mace to Schacha and Pra, and from there to Sheretz directly. So perhaps here, that initial idea of Tumas Mace does connect up to Sheretz and a sufficient idea beforehand that if he comes and finds out later on, afterwards, that it was Sheretz, that the idea of Tumas Mace beforehand, which was legitimate, hooks up with the idea of Tumas Sheretz afterwards, which is legitimate, and makes him liable in the middle. Again, it's very, very difficult to countenance that because it's really lacking in the Gemara. But it's a blatant question on the Gemara. What's the Gemara doing here? The Gemara is talking about Tumas Chacha Pra as if that applies to Tumas Mitzvah, and it does not. Okay. Now, be that as it may, now we go to an even more fascinating question. Andragonus. We have an Andragonus. Now, a male becomes Tame if he has a white discharge. What's that? Zav. A woman comes Tame if she has a red discharge, right? What about an Andragonus? So that's the question. What makes a Tame? I don't even remember this, bro. Pink. That's right. You think you're making a joke. Okay. Andragonus. She saw white. White emission. The mikdash potter. Also, if he sees red, and it's basically it's also potter because maybe red does nothing to him, right? But you saw white and red together. Now, I want to stress to you, Rabbi Sai, ke'echot. You saw them simultaneously. V'nikdash ma'mikdash yenis beis ha'mikdash chayef. Now, the initial way to understand it is that it's a mimanav shoch, right? No matter what it's done, either white or red, right? Okay, well, that's not precise, though. We'll come to that in a few moments. So it says, Mar East Tani, those who learn potter, that even so white and red together, he's exempt. Which is an amazing concept. Why? Chariz, for sure, Tommy, what is it, right?
Two people went down the two roads and went one of the
So says, Mar Arm Rabbi Yechareich and said, Rabbi Shimoni. That's Rabbi Shimon. The second price is Rabbi Shimon. The Tani Lichneshvilin, the two roads. Now there's something it's missing here actually. The price is missing. The Pnei Moshe actually brings down the full price. Take a look in the Pnei Moshe on the right hand side. In the third to last narrow line. Vachishanino awesome that it says there's Neshvilim Echotome Vechotar. There are two paths. One is Tommy was dark. Vach Bechamam, and he went in one of them. Benilchnas Hamikdash, and then you enter the base of Mikdash. Your potter, why? Because it's only a suffix whether you're Tommy or not. Barishon v'lo nichnas, if you went through the first path and didn't yet enter the base of Mikdash, v'sheni and went through the second path in nichnas, and then went in, chayiv, you're liable no matter what, right? Because manavshol, you went on both paths. So by now you're definitely Tomei. Which is in direct contradiction to what we just said about Andragonus, right? Because here it says, when Mori Semi Manafshah, no matter what, for sure you're Tomei, you're liable, right? Now, if you went for Rishon, he went the first path, to Nichlas and the base of Mikdash, to Hizah, and then went through a tower process, Springly Boraduma, the Shana, twice, third day and seventh day, Vitol went to the mikvah, Vishani then went to the second path, Vinichnas and went it again. He's still chayiv because no matter what, again, he definitely transgressed the prohibition. Whether he went to the mikvah in the middle or not, he still transgressed the prohibition for sure. Rabbi Shimon Poiter B'Zer. Rabbi Shimon says in this case you're exempt. Right? Because you don't. Why is that? Because there was no Mikvah Afshach. I mean, it was not simultaneously Mikvah Afshach, right? Because he went to the mikvah in the middle, he interrupted. And no time were both. In other words, you made yourself like you're two separate people, right? Because he went to the mikvah in the middle. So there was never a time when you had gone in both paths and definitely were tummy at that point in time. Yes, it's true, but he combined both together. So for sure you're tummy, even though you went in the mikvah in the middle. But that's the beauty of this halachic paradox, that we can schizophrenically look at you, according to Rabbi Shimon, and say, yes, true, but since you went to mikvah in the middle, there is no time when we combine them. So on each episode, we look at it with its own chazaka and say that you remained exempt. Okay? Rabbi Shimon, you're the Peter Bekula Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, even in the first case, you're Peter. And that's going to be critical. So it's even in the case where you walked in one path, didn't go to the mikvah, walked in the second path, right? And then enter the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to bring carbon. Which is shocking, right? Why the Chorah in that case, for sure, that you can't even sustain halachic paradox, right? So why does that work? Okay, so we're going to get it now. Let's go back to the Gemara. Now, Nichlach, continuing on from where the Gemara, we just did a parallel Gemara, so we can go five lines down. Nichlach and Dragonus. I understand by Andragonus. Everybody see that? Gabi Leiben by white, you say he's off the hook, because I have a double issue, you say he's a woman. Gabi Oidem by red, you say he's off the hook, I have a ish, because you say he's a man. Viram Hacha. However, look, in this case over here, meaning in the case of Shnei Shvilim, where he didn't go to the mikvah in the middle, right? Ain't Kantum Yedua? Is it not obvious that you're for sure Tommy, right? And the same thing by Dragonus, right? If you saw both red and white, for sure he's Tommy, right? But we're not right now. We're talking about the two Shvilin case. I'm not sure about Sursteis or Sursteis. For Rishon or Sursteis, want to say the part of Rishon Shachach LeRishon. And he went to both paths, and he didn't go to Mikvah later, but he forgot that he went the first time. He forgot. He had amnesia. So that's why he's exempt from Carbonella B.O.A. So I'm like, come on, give me a break. Rabbi Yossi asked, Monica, what are you talking about? Im Shishach Holi Elam, if he forever forgot and never remembered again that he went on the first path, right? Total and complete amnesia. So Shvil Echad, he's really a one-path guy. He's not a two-path guy. The whole case of Toybat is a guy who's a two-path guy. And Shvil Echad, right? Im Shechazar, and if we're talking about on the other end, Shechazar, it should be Vizachro. Everybody changed it. Remember, then Shnei Shvilim, then again, it's the two Shvilim case, and why is he off the hook? So here actually we have to put in the concerning of the Gideon Ephraim says, and Shai Tari saw what it says later on. But I'm not going to do it. I'm going to. They cut and paste here. But I looked at it, and I don't think you have to cut and paste. Let's just go forward, and everything I think will be clear. Amrei Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael says, "Asid Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar." That which Rabbi Shimon said, and according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, even Shimon ben Yehuda said, "Remember, he goes in one path, doesn't go to the mikvah in the middle, goes to the second path." He still has to bring carbon oil of urine. Why? How could that be? So it's kind of like Rabbi Lezer. I'll die to the Chizka, Rabbi Lezer, name of Chizka. Kemar Rabbi Lezer, Maratama, just where it says, Ach Yeda in Besheretz Nitma in Bemes. In order to bring carbon oil of urine, you must know why you were Tomei. In other words, not only does the idea, you have to have the idea that you were Tomei, you have to have the idea of the type of Tor, which is completely different than Rabbi Yechna. Right, Rabbi Yochanan said, Yidiyah Sofik is going up, maybe Yidiyah Stos. The opposite Svara is Rabbi Lez according to Chizka. You must know with what you became Tommy. So therefore, by Shnei Shvilim, you're never going to be in Carmel Olivier because you don't know which Shvil made you Tommy. Yidiyah means absolute knowledge. Absolute knowledge means knowing which path made you Tommy. Ken Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Sheyei Dasu, the Rabbi Shimon says you have to know, in the case of an andragonus, you have to know if it's red or white, which may you tell me. And by the Shnei Shvilim, you have to know if it's path number one or path number two. So even though the Andragonus saw red and saw white, nevertheless, he doesn't know which one made him tummy. Yes, for sure he's tummy. He doesn't know which one made tummy. Even though he walked in two paths, for sure he's tummy. He doesn't know which one. But I believe his name is Chizkia. That's not good to be in the yard. So it's amazing technicality to let you off on, but we do. Okay?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I think we might have had this with Sylvia back in Dossier. Nazir might have had it. Nazir, sorry. Somebody else says Peah, but I don't know. I don't know. And Peah?
I don't.
Okay, somebody here quotes your Peah. I didn't look it up, but somebody quotes your Peah, so it's possible to Peah. So name it. Sazmar, you're right. It does sound distantly familiar.
Yeah.
So Sazmar, Nicha Tamon. Now, the Gemara, however, concludes with and says, you know what? I understand over there by the case of Shnei Shvilim. Because you say Safek Yediyah, it should be Enoch Yediyah, right? The Safek Yediyah is not Yediyah, meaning that you don't know which Shvil is Matamiyu. For Amach about here, Mikayim the Chaza Loved Veodam Keechad. Here it's different. Tomorrow says I still by Andragonus have a question, because by Shnei Shvilim they were not simultaneous, right? They were sequential, so therefore you don't know when he became Tommy, right? You don't know which episode made you Tommy. But here this Andragonus we said is gushing at the same time, white and red. You're pink, right? So therefore, since that's the case, here Lichairo you can't say the same thing. So here the car for sure because you chayav to speak the shul kadosh, right? The bramacha became the chaz lever ki echad yidia vada. It's definitely yidia, and the more answer that kasha. By the way, the way I just learned the gemara, nobody else learns the gemara, but it's very straightforward and very simple. I don't know, very simple gemara. Yeah.
The regular andragonus is a logical
basis. Sure, why not? Why not? He's not to do a koyda. It was a koyim. He could answer based on mikdash. Yeah, Yisrael was male or female, whatever he is allowed based on mitzvah. Not when he's tummy. Now he's a nidah or a sub, but it's a separate question. An economic. They probably had a separate question section for andragonuses.
This is
at some point in time. Yes, it's a similar idea in levels, Moshe, that's right.
Yeah,
parallels.
It's like a sick race.
Right. It's similar. So I like the parallel. Creative and sounds good. Now we have a little bit of a Zionistic Gemara. Very slightly Zionistic. Rav Chisda boy, Nichnas HaMikdash. He entered the base of Mikdash. Kasover Knesset. And you thought the base on Mitosh was the Knesset. I don't know. So either that's a very positive reflection on the Knesset or a very negative reflection on the base on Mitosh. The second base on Mitosh was like the Knesset. That's why it was destroyed. So anyway, so Chista asked, you entered the base on Mitosh and thought it was a base. It's actually a base on Knesset, obviously, right? You entered the base on Mitosh, think it's a shul. Mao. Is that considered to be enough of a helem that you're liable or not? Okay? Now, this is about a guy, the way it started, so, but he knows it's a Beis HaMikdash. He knows the Beis HaMikdash is a new shalim. But he thinks what he's entering right now is the Beis HaMikdash themed shul, right? Not the actual Beis HaMikdash, okay? So it says, Gemara, I'm ready to say, Rabbi Yosef said, Ken Omri, let me quote for you what we said, named Rabbi Yochanan previously. They said back, we said back on, named Rabbi Yochanan a couple of blot ago. Daf Chesam Beis. It said, the guy knew there is tumah in the world. Carbon. But he forgot if you chayev carbon on this on tumah. That sufficiently considered to be awareness, even though he does not aware if you chayev carbon for this tumah or not. The idea is considered to be the sufficient awareness that that you are liable, right? So so just like over there, that's considered to be a sufficient awareness that you're liable for your dear Yishrayna. So to here, we should say that, he was aware one time that he was aware this in Beis HaMikdash, right? He just forgot, and now thinks it's a shul, so the fact is, where is the Beis HaMikdash is sufficient in order to make him liable for Tumas Mikdash Kadosha. Now he forgot, and Ekonami, that's a helen. But Lamaisa, it should make him liable. Says the Gemara, that's not the case. Elokeinukim, the truth is that this is how to learn it. Bibori Loshin Tomei, Vinelli Menu, Rabbi Yechotzai Bakesri, for sure he's Tomei, knew he's Tomei. Vinelli Menu forgot whether he's liable, it should be, instead of Mikdash, it seems to me it should say Korban. Although, no, I didn't see anybody change like that, but I'm going to change like that. He forgot about Korbana. V'nichlas HaMikdash, he entered Beis HaMikdash, right? So that's considered to be Yediyah, and he's liable, right? He had Yediyah, he entered Beis HaMikdash, and even forgetting about the Korban, right, whether it's liable Korban or not, and obviously he didn't know he was entering the Beis HaMikdash. So then, in that case, it's considered to be a Yediyah Kamaisa. I'm sorry, he never knew he would be Chayav Korban night, but he knew it was Tomei, entered the Beis HaMikdash, forgetting this Beis HaMikdash, and that's sufficient to make him liable for Tumas Mikdash Radasha. Ka, here, the Bari Lo Shu Mikdash, the Nela Mimenu, but here, where it has to be clear to him that it was a Beis HaMikdash. And he forgot the tumah and entered the Beis HaMikdash. So that won't apply in a case where he thinks it's a Beis HaKnesses. In other words, in a case, I didn't explain it well, but it is quite simple, actually. In a case where a guy knew about tumah, just know an aspect, whether you're chayav korban or not, that's considered to be sufficient awareness ahead of time. So then, if he enters Beis HaMikdash, he had the Rishoyna, and enters the Beis HaMikdash, obviously having forgotten the Beis HaMikdash, he's liable for Korban Oil of Yerid. But that means he knew about Tumah. He just forgot some aspect of it, or never knew some aspect about Korban. But here we're talking about a guy who never knew that this was the Beis HaMikdash. He thought it was a shul. So therefore, he never would have been liable. He never has capacity to be chayav to Tumas Mikdash Kadosha. Because again, in order to be chayav to Tumas Mikdash Kadosha, you have to know conceptually that there's Tumah, even though you don't have to know every aspect about Tumah, and have forgotten that your Tumah, or forgotten the Beis HaMikdash and answer, right? So too, you have to know conceptually that this is the Beis HaMikdash, and then entered and forgot, for having forgotten that. But this guy never knew conceptually that this is the Beis HaMikdash. He thought that this is a shul. So therefore, he will remain always potter on this. Am I making myself clear at all? Again, a person has to know in order to be liable that this is tumah. Not all have lachs of tumah, but this is tumah. And then forget that tumah. So to a person in order to be liable on hell and mikdash, that's on hell and tumah. To be liable on hell and mikdash, you have to know this is a base of mikdash. Not all the details of the Beis HaMikdash, but that there's a Beis HaMikdash, then forget that. But he never knew this was the Beis HaMikdash. He thought this was a shul which looks like the Beis HaMikdash, and that you cannot be chayev. Okay, that's what he's trying to say. Okay? Says Rabbi Yossi, boy, this is really out of left field. But Rabbi Yossi asks, Oh, chatzi sais b'dias kodesh. You have to decide knowing about kodesh. Veilim tumah, but forgetting about tumah. The chatzis eyes, the 8.5 eyes, the other way. Yedias Tuma, knowing about Tuma, but held for forgetting about the Kodesh. Now, mind you, this is all Toch Achilas Pras, right? At the beginning of the Kodesh Achilas Pras, he had a Chatzis eyes, knowing he was Tomei, knowing it's Korban, but forgetting that he's Tomei. And then at the end of that Kodesh Achilas Pras, he was eating it, knowing that he's Tomei, but forgetting this is based on Mikdash. Forgetting this is a Korban. So obviously this guy's a major idiot. So Helemus Mashu, it's time that we join together the first half of the size, second half of the size, more doesn't answer it. Alright, let's see if we can knock off one more Mishnah. From what I saw, it gets easier. One guy enters, the same guy entered the Azorah, the apse to the initial courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, or at the Tosef HaZorah, the additional courtyard which they added on later on. Shame was even on the ear of Azor, because when they expanded, you don't expand the city nor the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash, El Bemelech, without a process which makes it the same status. A Melech, you have to have a king. The Gemara in Sanhedrin actually spends a great deal of time on this. Melech, through a king, Vendavi, and a prophet. For a Metumim, you have to have the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Sanhedrin, Shoshim, Echad, the entire Sanhedrin goes out to do this. V'shtei Todos, you have to have two Todos, two live animals walking, proceeding in the area which they're sanctifying. V'shir, you have to sing. V'beis the Malchin, and the Sanhedrin walks behind. V'shtei Todos, Acharen. The Sanhedrin walks, and the two Todos walk behind them. Ha'pnimis Ne'achelos, the inner of these two animals is eaten. V'achitzoina, the outer of these two animals is completely burnt. If you didn't follow the procedure, and if it's the Shom, somebody who enters that area, he's not liable. Now, the next Gemara is shorthand. The Gemara here on this mission is shorthand. Really, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin which takes an omelet long. And here just brings down the Rashi Prokim, what's the word in English? The synopsis of that Gemara, and it's choppy. So I'm just going to daven it up. Just when we get to Sanhedrin, we're going to see in much greater detail. Should be Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ketchila. It said the process of adding on to either the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash or the Kedusha, is like initially it was sanctified. We interchange Pesukim with Drushas. Vayah David Dvar God. David went up to consecrate Yerushalayim with God's say so. Zeh Melech Menavi, that's the king and the prophet. Vayach Shlomo knows his Beis Hashem Yerushalayim and says there with the accoutrements of Kahuna, Elu Rim Vetumim, that's further into him. The David Aviyu and the David his father, Zeh Sanhedrin that refers to the Sanhedrin. Why? Because of his father, it's like Shalavichav Yagetcha, ask your father and he'll tell you, and father means Sanhedrin. Shir, they brings out a post up there in Sanhedrin. Vayelach Achreim Oshai V'shtei Todos V'amidah V'shtei Todos. That post teaches us that Oshaya, I guess the Sanhedrin, the representing Sanhedrin, and the two Todos walked behind them. Amar Mishul Bar Yehuda Ma'akosam Ma'alchos V'lo Taluchos. It says that Ma'alchos, they led them, not that they went in front. For that we learned the Sanhedrin went in front and the animals behind. And there it says that Shlomo sanctified the area of Shara Ashbos. What today is Shara Ashbos as well, the dung gate, south of the Beis HaMikdash. Why Meshai said Turpas Yerushalayim Sham? Because that was the weak part of Yerushalayim. There's no hill right there. So therefore, it would be easy to conquer there, so therefore that's where they had to add on to Yerushalayim and be Mekadesh it. Okay, we'll stop here for today.